We can't hear what you're playing, Jack.
Wait, really?
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
100th episode, and here it is right now. You're rocking with this shit. You thought we couldn't do it, did you?
I can't hear Jack.
Wait.
Can you?
Nate can hear me.
Oh, I can hear it loud and clear, man.
What is it? What was it? What the hell was it?
That was Patiently Waiting by 50 Cent.
I'm not hearing Jack at all.
Damn.
What is it? Okay, we started recording on the 100th episode.
No, now I can hear him.
Oh, you can hear
him? We have...
Now I can.
This is the 100th episode, and we have, I'm not joking you, restarted this episode recording for the third time. This is the third time.
Is that true?
Yes, this is the third, the third Jesus first Christ. Minute recording of
what's going on. Of the 100th episode. We're not meant to be doing. The gods don't want us to be doing this podcast. They try to stop us at every turn, and yet we persist. And that is sort of the ethos of this podcast. I'll just put it that way.
Wait, Eric, can you hear it now?
Like a baby boom. Oh.
That's what I'm saying, is because everybody's trying to stop us, even our own ability to record. And that's when we come in and say, oh, I guess we're going to give up, right? I guess we're going to throw in the towel.
Yeah.
That's what you thought.
Oh, I fucking love this
song. Oh, you guys thought we would stop now when we're at the height of our power at over 2,000 plays sometimes per video on YouTube?
Immediately. Yeah. By the way.
You thought we'd stop now.
And we're immediately taking off YouTube for copyrights because I started out with the 50 Cent song. God fucking damn.
Great. We're fucking demonetized.
I do want to start over again.
Can't afford rent this month.
That's $4, dude.
Should we start over?
Should we?
Nate?
No. No, we're not restarting. We can't.
Okay.
We literally can't. It's the 100th episode. It's raw.
So it's raw, right? Because we don't hide our mistakes. We don't hide our flaws like other people do, like
makeup wearing
podcasts do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's
I gotta say this, it's 100 free episodes. That's almost 200 total episodes.
Right. Do the bonus episodes count? What do you mean? Are they truly bonus?
That is up for a jury to decide. That is
the notion
of
a bonus, you know, is that it's on the icing on top of the cake, you know what I'm saying? The cherry on top.
Right. But what's so hilarious is I put this same energy into the bonus episodes as I do into the free episodes, okay? I don't distinguish them differently. I just am putting all my effort, put my whole ass out there every single time, being vulnerable, sharing my acting lessons.
Yeah, so if you're thinking about upgrading, don't do it, man. You're getting the same thing. It's just don't. It's not worth it. It's this.
I do treat them differently, though. I'm fucking asleep. I'm pissed off. I'm angry. I'm like, when is this shit over? I dip out about... You see the little previews that are like 3 minutes. After that, I fucking dip out of the Zoom and just let you two take over.
Yeah.
Eric monologues about...
I do a lot of monologues on those ones. Yeah, yeah.
And I use it as an opportunity to practice my Spanish and eat tuna. So that's 100 hours of Spanish and eating tuna practice for me.
If you got 100 hours of practicing Spanish and eating tuna in you, you would be so much further ahead than most of our youth today.
And you have mercury poisoning.
Right. Who cares, though? Who fucking cares? Because the world's about to end.
I think I want mercury poisoning just to have somebody, a different amoeba in there battling it out with the fucking BPAs. Are they all fighting a war over my cells?
Do you know how many amoebas you have in there?
I lose count. I started counting and I just fucking gave up because it's radically building. At this point, I'm basically just waiting for them to burn me alive.
I want to quickly shout out all the bacteria up inside of me right now, all of the singular cellular organisms that are up in me right now. Thank you for what you're doing. I might not see you physically, but I know you're there. I can feel their spirit with me. And if we think that there aren't cellular ghosts out there that die when those cells are killed, you're out of your fucking mind.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Jimmy, all cells have spirits.
Wow. Put that on a shirt. You know what made me laugh
all
last night?
All cells have spirits?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Somebody asked if I was in Rap World. They said they saw the movie and it was really funny. And they were like, were you in that movie? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, were you one of the main guys? I was like, there was only three people mostly in that movie. And one of the, and I'm like,
that means that person didn't see Rap World. Like,
well, I actually think I'm glad you bring that up because I think that points to a bigger problem with the public's perception of actors, because we are all major fans of acting and theater and the craft, but to the normal layperson, they don't give a fuck who's in it. They're just watching it. They don't pay attention. We need to get the public to be appreciating actors more and remembering their names more, and not just the big ones. And not just the John
Krasinski,
John Goodman's and all of them, and Krasinski's of the world. Start remembering the Nate Varone. Start remembering the Jack Benzingers, for God's sakes.
And I'm starting to worry that maybe it's time to like peel it back a little bit, because I was dipping so deeply into a character that when somebody sees me in real life, they're like, wait a minute, you weren't one of those guys.
Maybe that's,
though.
Yeah, that's a
you
compliment.
Don't have that in you.
That's a compliment.
You don't have that.
Yeah. Because you disappeared that was a different so person. Crazily into that character.
Well, they probably smelled that diptyque on you from a mile away. They probably saw the fucking corduroys that you got, the Supreme corduroys and all this shit, and they saw a modern guy and not the guy that you were portraying in that. They weren't seeing
Casey
from Rap World.
They saw me eat a lobster roll in one bite. I said, that's not him.
Can I describe the one time that I've been recognized for my Mr. Simp sexual character? I don't know if I've described this. I think you were there, Eric.
Oh, at Barney's Beanery?
Barney's Beanery, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for this moment my whole life for some random stranger to recognize me. One, with a beard. I had these glasses on, I'm pretty sure, a hat on. And some guy was like, did a double take at me. And he was like, yo, you're the... And he like did this like squiggly thing on the top of his head. He was like, bro, you gotta be kidding me. And this dude had like 16 cell phones. And I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, this guy was like, I own that shop across the street, man. And he owns this like cell phone repair store across the street of Barney's Beanery. And he has like, I'm not kidding you, like 10 cell phones.
How?
And he's like trying to take a picture with me with like in
range. He had like three in his hand. It was
yeah.
He's repairing taking pictures with someone else's phone and then texting it to himself, I guess.
No, he just got it like that, dude. If you own the cell phone store, that's free cell phones, man.
But you have to pay the bills.
So that's basically my audience. Is
that's awesome.
Cell phone repair kiosk workers in the mall.
we all know a guy that used to work on the cruise ship, Second City cruise ship, who after the shows would run out to where the audience was exiting and stand outside like on his phone, like just waiting to be recognized. And I think about that all the time, and I think I don't judge that. I'm not judging that behavior. I respect it because he's looking for what we're all looking for, which is recognition.
Can I tell you a moment?
I'll say I'm not.
Yep.
Real quick, I feel like I've been guilty of that once or twice in my life. If I've had a banging show and I kind of like drift in like towards the, you know, the exit or something like that, I'm just like kind of. They're like, oh shit, like, whoops, I guess I'm where everybody else is, where everyone's coming through right now. They probably want to talk to me and give me some compliments.
I've done that hundreds of times. Every show, it'll be a show with 60 people there and I'm walking through as if like, yeah, it's me, yeah. And we're like, you're washing your hands at the same time in the bathroom next to an audience member, and it's just like, mind, I'm imagining what could be going through their head right now. They're perceiving me in the physical...
The thing is, we need praise like that.
Yeah, we do.
Because our personal lives are such hell. But Jack, what were you saying?
Well, I was going to show you the other side of the coin. where you bomb harder than you've ever bombed in your entire life, humiliation on a level that most people couldn't handle, and they'd probably definitely quit and maybe move out of the city. And then you go, and the host of the show has hired a show photographer, and you have to take a show, take a fucking photo right outside, and then the show gets let out, and you have a giant umbrella with a flash photographer taking photos of you as everybody files out right next to you, and you've just bombed harder than anyone's ever seen. That
public shaming
is a public
shame.
Some
people get off on that.
Yeah. Joe Biden. Apparently.
What was I going to say?
We go through so much humiliation. We go through so much
right
crazy humiliation for the public, for our fans, for others.
Well, you start to become invincible and immune to it.
Well, that's what's so funny is, none of that shit touches me anymore.
Well, I was hanging out with a philosopher last night, Mike DiStefano, and he was saying that he came up with a theory that you don't have to feel shame. You choose to feel it. You choose not to feel it.
Wow. I'll tell you what. I thank you for saying that. God wanted me to hear that right now. I can tell you that. I needed to hear that.
So should we go through every single episode?
Strip club last night.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, well, we might have gone to a... Was it a full-on strip club, Nate?
Oh, it was a fucking... Yeah, about
but
last night.
But it wasn't nude.
No, but it was a strip club. You don't need nudity to...
Right, exactly.
To... this was a capital S strip fucking club. In Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know it was a strip club. I popped in thinking it was a bar because the name of this place, I'm just going to say the name. It's Sam's Hofbräu. Sounds like a German beer garden.
Mm-hmm.
And our friend had a birthday party and he was like, yo, come to this bar, and said nothing that, you know, you should let people know that it's a, so this is on him. Like, hey, we're going to a strip club. This isn't a bar. This is like, that should be mentioned in the text. So I show up and I'm like, where the fuck are we right now? We're in like this industrial area, like by Chinatown or something like that in LA. And I'm like, oh shit, this is a fucking, this is a strip club. Being surprised to go to a strip club, that's.
Well, and here's the thing is that, because we've been to Jumbo's Clown Room before, Nate. And that one feels like, oh, you're cool. You're chatting with your friends. The show's going on. It feels like, oh, this is all chill. This one was more like there were like 40 ladies walking around and they're all doing, interacting.
Yeah, this was an like, interesting type of structural, you know, I don't know. It was there was like way too many strippers, I would say. Like, take the scheduler, the manager there.
There
like,
was like hella.
Cut it down. It like, seemed, I don't know if everyone like had to work that night.
It's the holidays. But everyone's trying to buy presents for everybody.
I'm not kidding you. There was probably like 30 strippers on the floor, on the fucking, on the stage. Like, right. They were everywhere.
Will you just answer the question everybody's thinking? How many times did you bust in your pants?
Oh, no, that is no. They have bust detectors there. You're not allowed to bust. They have
that's my job. I have a black light and I just shine it at people's fucking dicks.
And you feel the outside of their pants with the back of your hand, like a TSA. They did have black light though at the place, and I was wearing literally this. Black shirt.
Do you think the black light is literally for that? Where like, if somebody busts in their pants, they're like, "Yo,
get
come
out.
On, dude! Like, you gotta go. You gotta fucking."
But I felt probably the most. There was like a moment last night that I felt more pathetic than I felt in years. Where we were going up to the bar. Me and Danny went up to the bar to go get beer, and I'm standing there under the black light. And I'm seeing on my shirt, it's like, I think it's regular fibers, but also probably dandruff. Like, it's like I'm seeing it all on my shirt. So my shirt's like speckled in the black light with like hundreds of like pieces of shit all over it. It looks like snow, so sad all over my shirt. And then I get stuck in the middle because there's all these guys, and these guys are getting dances on my left. These guys are getting dances on my right. People are trying to squeeze by me, and I felt like a child. I couldn't leave. Couldn't squish by past the lady giving the guy a dance, and I was just so stuck, and these other guys were pushing me into the bar, and I was saying sorry so much. sorry about that.
Well, try this. I was there about 15 minutes early, and Marty had texted me, hey, we're going to be there in 9 minutes. So I was like, okay, perfect. I roll up, I go to the bar. Wasn't drinking that night, so I got a soda water at the bar. Lame. And then I go into the corner because there's like nowhere to like sit or anything. Like, it's pretty packed, and I'm just sitting by myself. And, you know, one of the strippers is like, oh, there's a guy just by himself. Like, I'm going to go talk to him. And I was playing Wordle on my phone in the corner of the strip club, drinking a soda water.
Final try.
Yeah. Getting nowhere in the Wordle, too. Like
listening to Pod Save America on the fucking knockoff AirPods.
Like, literally the lamest individual. Like, there couldn't be somebody doing a lamer activity, drinking, not even drinking, you know.
And what did this lady say to you? She said, she told you the word, she whispered in your ear, you know, what was it yesterday? Lanyard or something. And then she said, come with me.
She knew the word.
She knew the word.
She didn't think it was quite funny because I was like, I thought this would be a funny moment where I was like, look, I'm playing Wordle on my phone.
Oh, hell no.
And I was like, you showed it to her? Soda water. And I was like, isn't that fucking lame? And she was like, I think she was like, yeah, that is like fucking lame. Like, it wasn't even like a funny moment.
Do not try to fuck with these people and be amusing and silly. You give them money or you fuck off. Okay.
Nate did say something last night on the ride home. Nate said something where he was like, I think she probably appreciated.
Uh-oh.
I think she did.
Like, I think she probably appreciated having like a real conversation. I was like, how long did you talk to her? And he was like, 15 minutes. And I was like, did you give her any money? And he was like, no, I think she probably just like really appreciated having like a normal conversation with a guy that wasn't trying to get with her.
Like, I literally think she did. She was like, thank God. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to this guy.
Nate,
like, I don't know.
You're right, man.
People,
you
like,
are different. You're right.
You're different, right, man. I'm not like these other guys here. I'm different.
I don't have any money. I'm actually here on accident. I thought this was like a German beer hall.
Well, the whole time I thought the whole squad was going to enter. So I was like, oh, literally within the minute they're going to walk in, and everyone was late. So I was just like,
I didn't even know Nate was going to be there. And I was sort of hiding from something that was happening. And, Nate walked up on me, but right past the pool tables, and it was so funny seeing, like, bumping into Nate at the club.
Yeah, that was quite surprising because I didn't know you'd be there either, and I was like, "Oh my God, dude. Eric!
Yeah,
yo,
bro. Life hack, by the way.
Here we go.
Because how much does a lap dance cost? $1 a second? Okay, so
depends.
I would
depends.
Have no idea how much
it depends.
I have no idea.
Sure, man. So, a life hack, right? Because you've already spent all your money on Qdoba that day in your daily budget. So, what you do is, let me just grind on it. Just have your friends go give you a lap dance because that's going to be more personal.
Right.
They're going to know what makes you laugh, too. So, you're going to be laughing about it, too. Feeling good and laughing. Not to put these people out of work, but just sometimes you need to go to the platonic strip club.
Right.
That is a total life hack. Get yourself, go on Amazon.com, get the little cardboard things that you put on your phone to make it look like a VR headset for cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You put on a video of Carmen Electra, whoever, mm-hmm. Megan Fox, and you have your friend dance all up on you. And unless your friend's hella bony and skinny, I swear you're not going to be able to tell the difference. And you let your mind.
And by the way, I've been fucking... My girlfriend commented recently. This was probably the best compliment I've ever got in my life. She was like, damn, your ass is getting a little fatter. You know what I'm saying?
From the what?
Dude.
From the injections?
From the gym. From the injections, yeah.
You know what? Speaking of compliments.
The silicone injections.
I was on the Amtrak back to New York from Richmond.
Oh, wait. Talk about this. Talk me through this.
Cute girl sitting next to me. Whatever. I know you did that on purpose. Then, about an hour in, she turns to me and she says, yo, I don't mean to be offensive, but I'm going to go sit somewhere else. Totally out of nowhere. We hadn't said a single word to each other. I was literally, I was like, oh yeah, no problem. And then my mouth was just a gape. I couldn't, what the fuck was that? Because you don't need to say that. You can just go sit somewhere else. But the fact that she got my attention and said, I don't mean to be offensive. It was like, what were we chilling? I don't understand.
This is why I'm excited to go to the UK, is because they have fucking manners there.
I know, dude. Finally.
Finally. Finally. Finally a whole society of people that have fucking manners.
Oh my God, dude. The amount of doors I'm going to be held open for me and I'm going to walk through. I'm going to be so grateful.
It's crazy.
I'm going to be just tears rolling down my cheeks constantly just seeing what decorum used to be in the United States. Before we went.
And by the way, yeah, it's January 10th, two shows, early show, late show at the Moth Club. Basically, fucking tickets now. Link in the show notes, January 3rd, NYC at the Bell House. Tickets are fucking flying off the shelf.
And if you live on the East Coast of the U.S., it's not that much. It's really not that much to just fly over and hang out.
It's a vacation.
Not because we're desperate
to sell
tickets.
It's a fun time to go. Right.
But it's really not that much.
And this is a, I'll say this, you just need to clear something up, FYI. This is a stand-up show. It's not a live podcast, okay?
Exactly.
Just want to clear the air right now.
But here's what's hilarious is that we'll be kind of joking up top probably for about 10, 15 minutes just off the cuff, like as we do on the podcast. So what's curious is you'll get a best of both worlds. You'll get that, and then you get the individual flavor of our stand-up, which is so unique and groundbreaking at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So
you know
there's
that,
no reason not to come.
Yeah, I think people are going to be fucking blown away. I almost don't even want to tell them that we're going to be doing stand-up. Because maybe we just, all right, let's record, guys. Let's record a podcast, do 10 minutes of talking, and then all of a sudden...
Wait a minute.
Michael Phelps is about to hit the 800-meter dash before our eyes again.
But I also want to say on the subject of the UK, I think we need to hold a pint counter. You know what I mean? We need to have an ongoing pint counter online.
That's for the
somewhere.
Vlog, dude. We'll have a little graphic on the bottom.
Six
and
pints.
Be like...
9 pints driving through the Lake District. Like Matthew, what's his name?
Matthew?
Wait, what's his name from Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Ferris Bueller.
Matthew something.
Broderick.
Broderick.
How did I forget that? One of the... best actors of all time.
What country has the highest alcohol blood blow thing for drunk? Which country can you drive the drunkest in, do you think?
I don't know. Probably.
Mississippi. Interesting topic, too.
No, but you know what Matthew Broderick did.
What did he do then?
He killed a woman.
No.
Driving on the wrong side of the
road
in Scotland, I believe. Yeah.
I don't even want to say that. Because I just know what our intellect levels are. Well, the thing is, because people are worried that we're going to go to the UK and we're going to be so awful at driving. But to them, I say, we play so many video games where we have to learn about, suddenly I'm switching from Fortnite over to Halo. All of a sudden, I'm doing immediately, I'm learning to use a different...
We have very adaptive brains.
Yeah. And the technical skills that we built playing video games... is much, much more advanced than there's Nate's palm. Is much more advanced than just switching the side of the road, which, by the way, rarely happens when you're driving. You get into the lane and then you stay there for a very long time.
You stay in your lane, and I'll make this promise right now: if I do end up manslaughtering someone on accident by hitting them with a
bloke slaughter,
know how to drive a bloke slaughter, I will be bringing a saber. And I will be doing, but getting on my knees and taking myself out. You know what I'm saying? If I take, it's a life for a life. My life.
You're going to slit your own wrist
I'm
with a two-handed broadsword?
Yeah, something like that. A great sword.
Don't do that, please. You can find another way. Do they have things like Murder 1, Murder 2 out in the UK? Or is it just different rules?
What do you mean? Styles of murder?
like first degree, second degree, third degree, fourth degree, fifth degree, sixth degree, right. seventh degree. How many degrees? Damn. In a sense, I think
there should be a vengeance murder that's like you only get like 6 months. Like if it's like
if it's sick too. If it's like you could put a fucking
if you film it
music score behind it and make it look sick. Yeah,
if it looks sick and you film it, like that's just like a weekend in jail and it's vengeance, like Montoya or whatever, Princess Bride style.
Inigo Montoya, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father, prepare to die.
Right. If it's that
the five fingered man,
how could you go to jail for that? For
you can't. They won't let you
in. That's ridiculous. The guards you're spending a life in jail for killing the person who killed your father, and you're it's justified rightful rage.
I have a fucking idea too. I have an idea right now. If you live in the UK where we can act with impunity because we're American, tell us people that you have vengeance again. We will be coming to the UK doing vengeance killings wearing these. All right.
Eric is holding up three really cool raincoats.
Wow. No, they're wizard's robes.
They're cloaks, man.
And you notice what the color of the middle one is, right?
Blue.
See how blue wizard, the red wizard, and the black wizard.
The blue wizard! It's the fucking blue wizard! Shut up.
He's American. He can do anything he wants over here. Oh, shit. Run! Wait, wizards have guns?
It's our right, dude.
We do
now.
These wizards have guns.
Wizards with gun. The blue wizard with the gun.
Mm-hmm. Expecto.
Yeah, we just go to the American embassy. It's easy. We're shielded.
Bro,
we
have guys,
direct contact to senators and representatives.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of some gun spells. Wingardium pistol whiposa. You see what I'm saying? Wingardium SMG Magnum.
Really quick, let's go through the weapons that each of our wizards would have. So, Jack, you are the red wizard. Okay. I'm deeming you the red wizard now with my power. You are the red wizard. What weapon would you like out of all the guns?
I want a gun? Because I was going to say something about braces. Where you think you're coming in to kiss me, but then my braces have fucking razor blades on them and I rip your neck up like a rat. But I could pick a gun too.
Okay.
I could pick a gun too.
So you got the razor blade braces.
You're the cannibalistic wizard.
I'm basically the siren, the kissing murderer.
So you probably want a little derringer, a little baby pistol to get up close and personal because that's how you like to work.
I want a little tiny ass rocket launcher, this big RPG. Fling!
I bet they have the technology to make miniature rocket launchers.
I'm sure
they do. They're keeping it from us.
Of course. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
All these think Elon companies? Musk doesn't have a little tiny ass SpaceX?
Like, you remember the one that Will Smith gets, the grasshopper?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
When Eminem Black goes, oh, hell no. Bro, that was such a lesson for me as a child.
Right.
Oh, that's a fucking shitty-ass gun. No, dude. Actually, the smallest gun has the most craziest firepower.
Say that to your own self and your junk.
So, Eric, you would have two Uzis or something like that?
You
want to
give me two Uzis? Well, I think I'd be sniper shotgun. You see what I'm saying?
You get a sniper and a shot. I was going to choose a sniper. You can't have close range, dude.
Well, I'm mostly long range, but then when I really want to take you out, I'm right up in your grill with a shotty.
What if it's a shotgun sniper rifle? Like a sniper that is close range, but it's like a very, very long barrel.
The point blank sniper?
Damn, the point blank sniper kills?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't wish it upon my worst enemy. Actually, I would. That's what's hilarious. I would wish that.
That
upon
would
my
literally
worst
like enemy. Blow some. If you had a point blank sniper to the face, could you imagine
holding up a bank with a gun?
Has
that
anyone
doesn't
experienced
fit through the
that?
Door? Nate, what do
a
you
long
want?
One?
And then Nate, you'd probably have an extra wide barrel gun, huh? So you could put the cannonball in it.
The girthy.
Oh, the blunderbuss.
Extra girthy.
Wait, okay. I've seen a blunderbuss up in close and personal.
What was that for? YouTube channel? Gun reviewer?
No, when James passed away, we went to his...
Gandolfini, by the way.
We went to Mass... What's that?
Gandolfini, for those wondering.
Yeah, when James Gandolfini died, we went to New Hampshire for the funeral, and we went to, like, one of his family friend's houses. And it was this house from, like, literally the 1700s that had been in their family since the 1700s. And it was kind of ramshackle and, like, a little bit falling apart. And we went up to their attic, and it was crazy. They had all these, like, diaries from the 1700s, and they had a legit blunderbuss from the
1700s. Is that the gun that looks like a trumpet?
Yes. Okay. Look at this. Bruh.
Man. Take me back to that. Oops. That era, because that thing can't kill you. On the battlefield, you get shot with that thing, and you would have like 20 minutes away to talk shit. You know what I'm saying? Before you passed away, you'd be like, "You fucking bastard! You take me out like a fucking man."
Bro, you know what I think was cool about the guns back then is all the smoke that would go up in the air. Smoke everywhere. Then you use that to your advantage, by the way. There are many assassins that use that smoke to their advantage. Right. Or so I would imagine.
All of a sudden you're 6 feet
away. Can you
imagine
lighting one of them off in like a Western bar? The whole place just fills up with smoke. Like, damn, dude. It's so loud.
Oh, you know what we got to do in the UK is those videos where you blow up a basketball full of air until you can't fit any more air. And then you go and smack. Make that thing make a big ass noise. Do that for the queen. Is there a queen anymore, or is she the last one?
A dunk contest for the queen?
Remember when the queen went?
Of course I remember that.
So did they pick a new one, or is there still room and can
I think
it
we
be
already went through this
an
Jack.
American man? Yeah, but I forget things easily.
It's a king now, man.
It's a king? King they Charles. Replaced the queen with a king?
Yeah. Yeah.
By God, what is this world coming to? That makes me sick. You can't. That's
do you think if I body checked the king, I would get like killed? Do you think
it's a slap on the wrist? It's a slap on the wrist. Stop.
Like if
stop
he walked past me and I fucking body checked him as hard as I could, I mean
go,
he'd
go
probably
belly
die.
To belly with the king. That would make so much. That would stop all war, I think. If Nate went belly to belly with King Charles, live broadcast, all
the Vatican,
fire would cease.
That would
in
stop
the Vatican.
All war for
is that what you said?
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm playing the new Indiana Jones right now on my Asus ROG Ally X. And basically, yeah, I'm in the Vatican exploring.
The hidden treasures, the ancient
the hidden
texts.
Treasures of the well, I wouldn't call them treasures.
Well, you
I'd
saw that they opened up the door recently, that they open once every 50 years or some shit like that.
Whoa.
Did you hear about
what
this?
Do you mean by that?
No. The Pope opens up a fucking ancient door that's only opened up once every 100 years or something like that.
Well,
and they
what's
wheeled
beyond
his ass
the door?
In because he's in a wheelchair, and they opened it up, and I don't know what that is about, but UFOs, drones, AI, ancient Vatican door opening. There's some connection there. I can't help but see the connections. In the
I don't know what's in there, but he came out and his eyes were all bloodshot and he was kind of smiling a little bit and he was a little hungry for snacks, if you catch my drift.
Oops. It's yep. A fucking chillum.
Yep. They got the ancient chillum in there.
Wow. The ancient one-hitter.
The ancient
16% THC one-hitter. Oops. Mm-hmm. Hybrid.
The dab.
Oops.
The dab rig one-hitter. That's what that smoke
damn,
is.
Damn.
When
do you think anybody's hit the dab rig in the Vatican? Do you think there's any
yes.
freaky priests hitting the you think so. A dab rig.
I think yeah. literally
oh,
anywhere where humans may go, somebody has dabbed there and posted it on Instagram for their high school classmates.
If you're a low-level cardinal, you know what I'm saying? You know how many cardinals there are?
No.
In the Vatican?
Oh, yeah, of course. I keep very close watch on them. I'll just put it that way. Raise your hand if you've been to the Vatican. Raise your hand if you've been to the Vatican. Oh, just me? Oh, Jack, you been?
I lied.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, does remote viewing count?
every night the, remote viewing going into
yeah,
the Vatican.
Yeah, I've definitely been there many on a daily basis.
Oh yeah, does like astral projecting count?
Yeah, it actually does.
Well then, yeah.
We need to host a remote viewing party immediately. Bacardi sponsored remote viewing party.
Kettle Something one. Tells me I could do that. I think I could do the remote viewing skills. Go to any time period.
Oh,
go
yeah.
Go to 300 million years ago on Mars and see what the fuck was actually happening on there.
Oh, shit. You mean before that shit, that planet was wiped of all its architecture and all of its civilizations?
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you guys think there was life on Mars like David Bowie predicted?
I'm starting to... I'm like too deep in this alien shit. Like I need to
Me
take
too.
A break.
Me too.
I'm getting into these like conspiracies that I'm like... I'm like, dude, I believe all this shit. And I'm like, I just need to take a step back where I'm
well,
like...
Well,
I
failed to tell you something last
what,
night because
man?
I was too faded off of beer and I did a buttery nipple shot. I didn't tell you that.
You do a what?
A buttery nipple shot. You heard me. Yeah.
That's where you
You heard me, man.
Lick.
Look it up. No.
Lick.
It's actually all different types of liquor. Mm. When I was in, we were driving back from Dallas, and we stayed in New Mexico, in Albuquerque, outside of Albuquerque, in a rural area.
Don't tell me you saw a fucking drone.
Dude, because I'm sitting on my phone watching all this shit, and I'm like, these orbs are being seen all around the world now, you know? They don't look like drones to me. I've never seen a drone fly that way. Anyways, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll just check out in the sky. I look up. I can't believe my eyes because I'm seeing these three sort of orange balls way up in the sky moving like in a trio, same speed. And then they kind of would stutter back and go and stutter back and go.
Did you try fucking asking them what they were?
Maybe it was. I was screaming at them, sure, show yourselves.
And they wouldn't show.
Bubbles was...
Cowards.
No, it was so high up. I don't know. Maybe I was just tired from the drive, but I was thinking, what the hell is this?
They're afraid of us. Notice how we're not afraid of them.
First contact.
Notice how we're not afraid of them.
Nope.
How curious.
What did I see recently? This was one where there's a lady who's like, this is what I want disclosed of the documents. This is how far-fetched I'm getting with this shit.
Far-fetched?
I'm getting far-fetched with it.
What does that mean?
She said that they interviewed an alien and they have like note cards. Okay.
Wait, I saw this.
You saw this?
Yeah, but tell
me. And she was like, release the note cards because they asked this alien like a bunch of questions and they have documents of the questions they asked this alien. They had to train people to talk to them or something. And they have like a conversation, you know, on these note cards of them speaking with an alien creature.
In alien language, they had to train them?
Release the note cards now.
Release the
release
note cards.
The fucking... Release the note cards!
Note cards? Who did this? Joe a fucking Biden, eighth grader? Like, who's got note cards that is a serious person?
The deep state, man.
Yeah.
You think they want this to be digitally recorded?
No.
They're smarter
Hell
than that.
No. By the way, they've had digital recording devices longer than we've known.
Mm-hmm.
All the way back to the 60s, they had digital recorders. That's a secret that I
You're
just
kidding.
Learned.
Well, I just
no,
learned
I'm
something
serious.
Horrifying. Are you ready?
What? What?
You know who Napoleon is?
Yeah, he lives in Idaho with his Uncle Rico.
Okay, now try again.
Get everyone to vote for Pedro.
Okay, dude.
Did I get it?
That is very funny, but that would not fly in somewhere like The Hague. Now, and I don't know if I said that right. Now, try again, dude. I'll give you a hint. They were exiled.
We need to go do a recording outside The Hague. What?
Am I even thinking of the right person again? Yeah, Napoleon. This is a great emperor of France, I think. So what I'm asking you is this. All right, whatever. What I'm asking you is this. Where do you think his penis is?
I would assume it was attached to his body until he passed away from natural causes.
You think the second he died, his dick fell off?
I don't know.
Did they rip his shit off in battle?
It's in New Jersey.
Excuse me?
I've just learned this from a historian. His dick was sold at a fucking auction. Somebody sliced that thing off and sold it, and somebody has it in New Jersey, an institution.
How much? What's the price of a severed dick of a dictator?
It's worth looking into. But I question the validity of this auction. I really do. Because how do we know it was Napoleon's penis? Because what if the auctioneer was standing there with blood running down his legs going, yep, that's Napoleon's, you know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, oh, really? What's all that blood? Like, what?
Perfectly preserved.
I think that this is, for some reason, I'm getting the feeling that his severed penis is going to fit into the alien disclosure. It's all connected. 2025. It's all connected somehow.
What is this wire?
Somehow.
Oh, it's in my headphone.
Wow.
No question.
Here's my question.
Oh, go for it. Shoot now.
If you were to sever off a boner, would it stay hard?
Yep. By the laws of physics, yes. By the law of gravity and the physical laws of liquid, yeah.
If you put a cap on it, yeah. Because what it's doing is it's filling up with blood from what I've learned in middle school and elementary school. So if you slice that thing off and then put a little Pepsi top on it, yeah, it'll stay full.
That's good. So, I mean,
I just got a soda stream.
100 episodes into Joy Tactics. How is this show? How has this podcast changed you guys' lives? And where would you be right now without it?
It's hard to talk about that without getting emotional, man. I mean,
right.
Where would I be? I don't think I would be anywhere, man. I think a lot of us could say that.
I would be a line cook at the Cheesecake Factory right now if we didn't have this podcast.
And you'd be crushing it, by the way.
And I'd be doing amazing.
Yeah. 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 Battling alcohol.
On my way up to management. Yeah. Within 10 years.
Oh, dude, I went to the Cheesecake Factory recently for like the second time in my life, and I got the Turkey Club. Damn.
Everything there is delicious.
Damn,
indeed.
Yeah. So 200 episodes in, essentially, no one has been brave enough to sponsor us. We haven't gotten an A-lister yet.
Can I say who I reached out to yesterday?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, this is my grand plan. I've made contact with Nutbuster DC. Okay, I was on Deep Underground Poetry. I have an account, and I messaged him to come on the podcast. And as of, you know, I checked this morning, it is unread. But he's on that site every day, so he must see it at some point.
Busta.
But my plan was to, if he were to have, like, you know, he's on that site, like I imagined he's on it every fucking second of the day, checking his messages.
What did you say to him?
He was just going to pop on. I said we're three entertainers who do a podcast, and we've been really digging his poetry and would like to interview him in a podcast. But I was going to surprise you guys with somebody just enters into the Zoom and we, you know, discuss Nutbuster DC's poetry and life.
Well,
and get to know him.
I guess since we're on the topic, damn. Nutbuster has 4 comments on his most recent poem.
He's blowing up. Excuse me.
Literally, he has. And he's responding to the comments.
See, he know that it's out there. He knows who we are at this point.
Keep going. We can't hide. This is a message to everybody out there. Keep going. You will be noticed.
You guys want to hear the most recent Nutbuster poem called "The Queen Has Me"?
I'm curious.
The Queen Has Me. This Queen Has Me. The queen was wild and sweet and small smells of honey, but he spelled smells wrong. She was lovely and gorgeous and so neat with honey flavored tender thighs. This queen kept her
pussy
groomed. It feels so warm resting on my face.
Resting.
She captured my heart and made me her slave. My brain and lust she soothed. This queen had a beautiful crack. and the sweet, firm ass that is just right. It went clean up to the small of her back, and it's worth eating all night.
Okay.
Her lovely rosebud is like gold, hidden in her crack.
I want
it's
this
a
man.
Morsel to enfold, and a treasure to love all night. Wait, it's almost over. This queen's body is perfect to me. This queen's body is so, in quotes, divine. Mm-hmm. It's a piece of, in quotes, heaven, you see. Mm-hmm. And this queen has made it all mine. Damn, he got me at the end there.
He rhymed.
That's good.
He's getting better.
And this is somebody who I'm basically desperate to have all my personal information. I want to give him my phone number.
This could get, you know, yeah, this could get bad. This could go south. This
we
could
should be... hire him to write an erotic poem about all three of us.
Oh, my God.
Please, for the 100th episode, a gift for all of us and a gift for the listeners.
Nate, you'll be getting emails and text messages from this man every day for the rest of your life, by the way.
I know. I don't know why. I opened the gates to hell, basically.
What age do we think Nutbuster is?
57.
Yeah, I would say 57 on the dot.
Well, if that's a picture of him on the website, it looks like an older picture, and he looked about 40 in his late 40s there. So I bet he's in his 80s.
80s?
I'm serious.
You think he's in his
80s? Yeah. I think Nutbuster DC is in his 80s.
Did they have nut busting in that day and age, though?
Oh, dude, if you don't think they had nut busting back in the 60s
and
70s.
Yeah, dude.
Are you sure?
Take a look at Mad Men, man. No. I wouldn't Google that.
He invented busting
in public.
He was the first person to officially bust a nut and not just ejaculate.
I'm on the Wikipedia page for bust a nut. Okay, so bust a nut. Oh, no, this is... What the hell? Oh, this is a music album. Oh, they tricked me.
By the way, can we describe a funny image we saw at the strip club last night? We, like, looked over. This, like, big-ass dude was, like, sitting down. And just the people watching at the strip club is just unmatched, you know?
Yeah.
Like, no disrespect, but this dude was sitting down, and we look over, and he's just, like, going like this to two ass cheeks, like...
Squishing them together.
Like right in front of his face, he's like...
That was a bit funny.
That's charming and sweet.
That was a respect to everyone involved. Wow.
You want to hear some of the titles of the first ever Joy Tactics episodes?
Yeah.
Watch this.
Yeah, I do.
First episode, crazy ass Coachella lineup reaction. Interesting.
Wow.
Royalty free acapella verses, metaphorical knowledge. What does this say? Oh, milk and cookies.
Milk and cookies.
Right.
Milk
a classic.
And cookies.
These are all classics. Every episode
these
is
are
a fucking classic.
Bro, because I remember those word for word.
Insanely real talk about our upbringing.
I start to forget in the 50s and 60s. Those are funny. The sort of lost episodes to me.
Congratulations, Selena Gomez. Hilariously answering your effed up questions. See, we need to get back to that.
Answering
remember
some
that?
Questions.
Getting the dialogue did. With the fans.
We need to reconnect with our fans, yeah. Brace Belden from TrueAnon explains fruit. Yeah, yeah. We were so immature. Because if you look at the more recent ones, then you fast forward a year. Being late to stuff. Rock bottom.
Have you guys seen? People have been sending us these clips of these children, and it's like it's frightening how it's similar it is to. We're like, do you guys like Sour Patch Kids? You know what? I really like Sour Patch Kids. They're pretty good, but they're. I was like, dude, there's no difference between us and them.
If the criticism is that we have a childlike wonder. And lack of pretense about us, then yeah, I'll take it gladly. I'll wear that comparison with pride.
Yeah, people. It's actually refreshing to see people who are not peddling their political ideologies in this mask of entertainment. We're a comedy podcast. Yeah, right. Hang it up, Bill Maher. Hang it up, dude. I agree with him politically, but don't misuse
of course,
and deceive
does.
People.
Damn.
Man.
100.
I know I'm going all over the map here, but I watched this documentary a couple of days ago. It's called The Kings of Tulupa. It's on Netflix.
Is that about food at all?
It's not. It's about, it's a wild documentary. I recommend watching it. I think it's in like the top 10 on Netflix, but it's about a, do you remember when they did the ricin, like, it wasn't the anthrax, but somebody sent ricin to President Obama?
Barack? Yeah.
Yeah, Barack Obama. How many other Obamas do you know, dude?
I know Michelle. I know her first. I knew her long before.
Well,
I
they
knew
just
Barack.
I don't
what?
I don't want to spoil it, but it's just about like the person who they think did it is this Elvis impersonator, and it's just it's like a Coen Brothers movie basically. But man, this guy's he's like obsessed with all these like conspiracies about body parts being harvested. And I'm just not going to do it justice. I'm just going to say, just go watch it. If you saw it on Netflix, check it out. It's really funny.
You see right away how good we'd be, by the way, at promo. Because, God damn, the views on that documentary aren't about to go skyrocketing through the moon. And that's, you're not even on it.
I'm going to take a screenshot of the top 10 right now and see if that doesn't bump up one or two points. You know what I'm
easily
saying?
And now imagine if they put you in the thing and you're actually on a press tour. Like, look at fucking Timothée Chalamet going around trying to do the Bob Dylan press. He sucks.
Do you think
he's not doing good as you could? What?
If you guys think he's being charming, just wait till we go on our fucking press junkets for our films.
Oh, once we do the Rap World
press
tour?
It's going to be, Rap World 6 press tour?
Yep.
Yeah.
Rap 6.
Man. So, okay, 100. We're about 100 free episodes in. 100 episodes from now, where do you guys think we'll all be?
Oh, wow. Great question.
Where do you think we'll be?
That's 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years from now. 2020. So, 7, essentially. Jesus Christ. That's crazy. 2027.
Well, I'll say this. We're going to look to our right. Tim Dillon's going to be there. Look to the left.
I'll tell you what.
Kreischer.
I do think we have about 1 year left of trying to make it happen in the traditional outlets of media. And there are projects in the works that we can't discuss about where the next year will be very crucial. And if these things don't work out, I'm going full radical way. You think Tim Dillon's a little bit cheeky? I am going way farther than that. Far, far, far right. Beyond
radical Islam.
Beyond radical Islam. I'm going to be radicalizing something you didn't know could be radicalized. Radical some, I don't know. Radical behaviorists. I haven't thought of it yet. But
right, but I see you're planning something extreme if it doesn't work.
Radical
out.
Behavioral patterns.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
I think
what?
Oh, yeah, congratulations. Yeah, seriously, congratulations to you, too.
Seriously.
200 episodes of just essentially pure joy. And
we've been to Chicago. We've been to New Jersey. We've been to
Los Angeles, dude.
Oh, yeah, Los Angeles. We've
this
even been
thing
to
is
New York.
Taking us all across the world, which is so curious.
Yeah, I can't believe it. A lot of the, I wish that people would put out the actual numbers that we're getting. I'm not sure why we're getting shadow banned, but we're getting.
It's funny that something that has been formulated in our brains, an idea of a podcast, which turns into conversation, which is not a tangible thing, has led to so many has essentially become a tangible ship for us, taking us across different seas and oceans and continents.
Yeah.
It's very funny to think about that.
Do you ever feel like we...
I'd like to write a paper on it.
You should. Let's do that in the UK. Let's write papers. Do you think...
Getting together with your buddies and writing papers?
Yep. MLA. Do you think... Well, that reminds me of a story quickly, if I may. Did I already talk about the time... The was like sophomore year. This is the year that I got breathalyzed in high school. This is, they had me, we had to do a, write a paper. You had like 10 minutes to write a paper in class. And instead of writing anything, I drew a bunch of bananas with guns. And that one got me sent straight to Bowser's domain.
To the breathalyzer?
No, to the principal's office. And that's bananas. When I hit rock bottom, man. That's when I turned it around. That's when I started innovating, doing Gary Vee style before he even existed. Turning my shit around. But
something. You know, I'm ready for a wake-up call. You know what I'm saying? Some sort of...
You're addicted to nicotine, dude. Where,
man. I'll let you know what's up. Yeah.
A Zen wake-up call?
When and where, man. Damn. Oh, they got the 1.5 Zens in the UK, don't they?
Put two of those in.
Well, I just bought some Zens off the internet, shipped from Europe. And it got through U.S. Customs. Which I was nervous about.
Thank God. Thank God.
Because they don't want us to have, you know,
no,
the crazy fruit flavorings that they have over there.
Well, they don't want us to have non-toxic mental stimulation that doesn't depend on big industry.
Of course.
Right.
They want us to be zombies. They want to control
us. We need to run a non-profit nicotine distribution center.
Oh, you mean organic?
Us and our families are very taken care of, but we provide nicotine.
We're so fucking caked out.
Joy Tactics organic, so organic narcotics, scratch and sniff narcotics. Yeah. Damn, I had a dream last night that I bought a little bit of meth.
Oh.
Just a little.
That's called a premonitionary dream about what's going to be happening when we go to Liverpool.
That would be awesome. Smoke meth.
So go see a footy match, little meth.
Would you guys do LSD with me in Liverpool?
It would break me.
If we organically stumble upon it. If somebody's just like on the street like, LSD, LSD. Like, you guys have to do it.
I'll trip sit. Remember when we were saying sit trip? And it pissed all those people off.
Yep.
That was the most contentious this podcast has gotten.
Yeah, that's about as fucking rowdy as it's gotten with the listeners.
Can I ask you guys something?
If you must.
Do you feel like we got like 5,000 Instagram followers within about 2 months, and then since then we've gotten about 400?
This is something I think about every day, and... Yeah.
We hit the ground running pretty hard. We made some clips. We used to do clips. But that was hurting us. That was hurting us.
No, this shit's about to take off. Do we need to get back to the clip game?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man.
That's the game changer.
Yeah. And we should do a bunch of like fitness influencer style clips in the gym in the UK. Like, let's go to gyms. Let's meet up with some hot young people and let's clip farm. Clip farming in the UK.
Mm. That's, God, it's going to be amazing.
So we did it, guys.
Well, guys, 100 we're episodes winding later. It down on the 100th ep. It's unbelievable.
100 joys.
100 ass joys. So many things joys. Have
happened. I bet in 100 episodes, we're going to be sitting here with 3 infants on our laps.
Mm. Yep.
See what I'm saying? That'll be the move into the fatherhood files.
That's for damn sure.
Damn. We should evolve this podcast into the fatherhood files. So, all right. Jack.
Yeah. Frankly.
What gave you joy?
This is a clean fucking segue. Because what gave me ass joy is my niece, who is a young baby / toddler. She has a funny little miswiring in her brain currently that I'm going to expose her about. I hate to do it. What? I hate to do it. But she does not like noises that much. And so whenever people cheer and go yay and clap, she thinks that means that they're mad. And so there's a couple things along those lines. So when she's really mad, she says ta-da And then she goes, yay! And she's all clapping and clapping and saying yay and ta-da over and over again whenever she's pissed. And that shit, if that doesn't make you laugh, maybe you're hungry because it should make you laugh. And so you should eat something and get some sleep and then go back and revisit that.
The cuteness of children, that is something cuteness, that...
God, they're so fucking...
Yeah, they have the potential to be hilarious.
The hilariousness of children.
I'm about to pass the rock to my man, Nate. Nate, what the fuck gave you joy this week? Don't be weird about it.
Thank you. I won't. I've never been weird about anything.
All right.
This was quite simply... I posted this on the Joy Tactics Instagram, but I saw this is my most prized busted paparazzi pic I've ever taken. I don't think it can get better than this. Saw the Frankie Valli at Rayo's. And shout out to Rayo's. One of the best Italian restaurants in.
Oh, I didn't know they had a Rayo's here.
Is it Rayo's? The manager was saying, I'm like, why is it? No one knows how to say this pasta sauce, you know, name. They're like Rayo's.
Rao?
Anyways.
I think it's Rayo's.
But the one in New York City is like popping, right?
The one in New York City, bro, you can't even barely
you
get
can't,
in.
It's like you have to do a year out reservation type shit.
The sauce?
I don't know. Yeah, it's a pasta. Yeah, dude. But they have a crazy ass restaurant. But it was really good. So highly
this should
recommend
be a Tostitos
it.
Restaurant. Just saying.
There could be.
Subway take. Agree.
Was it popping, Nate?
What's that?
Was Rayo's popping?
It was. It was just like, you know, like Cheesecake Factory Italian kind of. Like nothing was out of sight, but everything was incredible. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Delicious. Wait, hear me out, because I haven't had good Italian food in a minute. When we're in New York, why don't we get some Italian style food?
Cool. And I was just saying my joy and you just fucking interrupted it with this. I didn't even
sorry,
get it.
Sorry.
All right. That, I was I saw Frankie Valli and he was across the table from me and I was
across
like,
the table from you.
This guy.
Wait.
Or sorry, he was a table, you know, in the distance. And I just recognized his face from the viral video of him, you know, singing in his 90s where he's like kind of lifeless. And I was like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, it's pissing me off. I don't know who he is. And it was driving me crazy. The whole dinner, I was just staring at him, trying to like Google image like actors in their 90s. Like, who's this? Is it Michael Douglas? No, it's not fucking Michael. It can't be Michael Douglas. And then I asked the waiter as we were getting our bill, and he said, that's Frankie Valli. Oh. And I was like, it just clicked. Damn. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. This is Frankie Valli. Are you kidding me? And I was like telling my parents about it, and they were like, it was like for them seeing like I saw Justin Bieber. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
this was
my
like
God.
A star.
What is it all an 70s. Act? Was he or is he really old and a bit tired?
Doesn't sound like it.
No, he really is like that. I will say, like, he's
enough.
Really ancient. He's extremely ancient.
You should walk by him and inject him with adrenaline and see what happens.
Some B12.
Some creatine. But I was listening to his music on the drive home.
Oh, it's
like,
fucking good.
It's amazing. Incredible hits.
He kind of sings like Ice JJ Fish.
Hello.
Damn. When I worked on the cruise ship, they had a recurring show that would happen every couple weeks. And it was called like Frankie Valli and the Four, whatever.
That's true.
And it was just these four guys doing Frankie Valli songs. Four blonde, tall, strong guys doing Frankie Valli songs. And every new cruise we went on, it would be like new guys up in there. Yeah, so it was like there's hella guys around the country doing Frankie Valli songs on cruise ships. So shout out to all those fellas. Keep at it in the white room, guys. I would always see them up in there doing their thing. So,
Damn.
Hey, don't
I'm
you think?
Pass the mic to Eric. Go ahead, Jack.
I'll just hold it for a second. Don't you think?
What gave me joy? One thing that gave me joy was. The Venice Room in LA that we went to last night. That Jack, I think you maybe more than anyone that I know would love the fuck out of this place. It is a bar and restaurant.
opened up in 1955. That is, you go in there and you cook your own steak. It's not like Korean barbecue, really. Basically, you go in, you get salad, garlic bread, a baked potato, and a raw steak. And they give it to you, and you take it over to a communal grill. Well, there's one grill in the whole place, and you just grill that shit. And you can season it how you like. And the salad is like Fresh Express, like, you know, grocery store salad bag stuff. And you just put Thousand Island dressing on it. And I was loving it, quite frankly. It was a fun vibe. So that's it, guys. That's the 100th
food
episode. And once again, food is my joy. How pathetic.
Do you guys think that my shirt looks a little bit like the Chipotle queso?
It does, man.
Imagine I'm swimming in a pool of that. I have some
in the fridge right now, actually.
You have Chipotle queso in your fucking fridge? Jesus.
Yeah, if you can believe it.
I was telling Nate, I think we got to hit one Chipotle in the UK.
I need to hit that.
Oh, yeah. And I got the $25 gift card, so it's on me, fellas.
Oh, stop. Yeah. We're splitting a quesadilla.
Should we hit one thank call? I know we were just about to wrap it up, but I think we just owe it to all the tacticians out there who are begging for this shit. We need to do one fucking thank call. I wish we could thank the world. I wish the globe had Earth had a phone number so I could call it.
Uh-oh. I got an idea, but I'm thinking it's not going to work.
It's not. You're calling me. Right,
my bad. I called Nate, but then I remembered that he's recording on his phone.
But I love that spirit. I love that joyous, thankful spirit right there.
Yeah.
Hello. Thanks for calling Chipotle South Lake.
There we go.
This call may be recorded. Are you calling to place a new order today?
No.
No.
Okay. So that I can best handle your call, please briefly describe to me your question or issue that you are calling about today.
I would like to thank the team at this location for their service.
We are located in Pasadena at 246 South Lake Avenue. What's the first item I can get started for you?
Nah.
Well, so this is what these automated fucking...
Customer
service things are preventing. I would like to thank the team.
Well, that counts.
I got one. This is a place that we drove to in Dallas. JT's Drive-In. Hi, I was just calling. I was at your place about a week ago on a road trip, and I just wanted to call and say you all made the best burger I have had in many, many years. It was so good. And I just wanted to shout out the team.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
Wonderful place. Love the fries. Love what you guys are doing. Please keep it up.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'll send this along to my manager, okay?
All right. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
God bless you.
Wow.
I get so nervous. All right, that's it, guys. Happy 100. Thanks for rocking with us through all these episodes, everyone. Appreciate you.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.